Blog Talk Radio.
Hey.
Switches. I am Dorian Wallace.
I'm joined by
the sister.
And we're sick as dogs. Holy shit. Oh my god. As my sister continues to step all over my lines, that's all right. We're both sick
sorry.
Tonight. Anyway, welcome to Desperate House Witches. This is not a GPG or even an R-rated show. So, if bad language, dirty talk, or other things that float around in my brain might be offensive, you may not want to listen to this broadcast. There you go. Anyway, Desperate House Witches is brought to you by the one, the only, the incomparable Dorothy Morrison. www.wickedwitchstudios.com for all of your witching needs. Amazing products at amazing prices. We must support each other. And for international shipping, go through the Angry Cauldron. Can I finish the promo? Go through the angrycauldron.com, and they will handle international shipping of Dorothy Morrison goods. So check it out. I'm sorry, you were saying?
I was saying I like her new purses. They're cool.
Yeah, she's got some Saints Who Dat Witch purses. Check it out. She's not making a lot of them. They are in the Saints colors. As we all know, our beloved Dorothy is in Louisiana and is a Saints fan for life. So check out her page on Facebook. She's got pictures of the purses that she is making for the Saints fans. Check it out. They're very cute, really pretty. I love the gold and white. But you know, that's my thing anyway. So anyway, happy Almost Blessed in Bulk, which is next Friday.
I know.
It doesn't feel like the beginning of spring here, for sure.
No.
But it is somewhere else in the world. But anyway, so Sis and I sound like this because we are sick.
Yeah.
And that is unfortunate because tonight's guest is amazing. We are having Wendy Rule tonight, who is about to launch her new double album, Persephone. I am telling you, get on it. It is launching on Monday. There is an international tour happening. It is going to be fabulous. This album is fabulous. We got a little sneaky peeky prior to the show, and we are grateful to her because it's fabulous. You will love it. She will be on to discuss that at 7:30, but we will probably be wrapped up by 8 p.m. Anyway, 8 p.m. tonight. Next week, we welcome back the Pagan Pundit for our monthly show on politics. As you may have guessed, we will have a lot to talk about. But anyway,
yeah.
It has been a crazy ass week. Magic has gone haywire and not all at the same time. Like throw
what?
A spell. The spell works over here, doesn't work over here. We are in some kind of transitional moment, I am feeling. The weather has been spring-like and winter-like within 2 days. It has been increasingly up and down. Yesterday was in the 60s. Today was in the 40s. Tomorrow, I don't know what's happening. I know it's going to be 55 on Monday, and then it's going to sink again. I have no idea what's happening, which is probably part of the reason why my sister and I are sick right now.
Yeah,
take your vitamin C. Take your zinc. Try to nip it in the bud.
Definitely.
Talk to me, sis. Yeah, it's not. It's, it, we don't feel cute. We don't feel cute
no.
right now. Bitches don't
no,
feel cute.
I got to say, though, I mean, I do feel better than I have the past couple days because it started, let's see, today's Friday. Yesterday was Thursday. Oh, just an educational little dropping knowledge there. Anyway, so it started Wednesday.
She knows her days of the week. We're so proud.
I do. Aren't
We're
you
so proud
of me?
She's so proud.
I'm a big girl.
She can count to 10 in everything.
I know. I don't even have to use my toes.
I know. We're so proud. That's our baby growing up.
So, okay. I have acquired a whoopee. I don't know if I've told you this or not.
You have not told me this, and you know how much I love the whoopee.
Oh, yes. This is where I got my love for whoopees, and I have been on the search for the perfect one for me for a while now. And I was determined when the power went out a couple weeks back, I need a whoopee.
You have to have a whoopee. For those who don't know, let me explain. A whoopee is a soft, you never want to get out from under it, blanket or robe. It is one of those robes, and I'm not talking about a bathrobe. I am talking about a real, it's almost like fur. It encompasses you. It keeps you warm. I started calling it a whoopee probably 12, 13 years ago, something like that. And that's what a whoopee is. It's an exceptionally soft and cuddly blanket. So, yeah, a whoopee. What kind of whoopee did you get?
You know, I forget the name of it, but I know it's like a full size. And it is a beautiful color gray, and I absolutely love it. I love her. She keeps me warm, but she also is the major reason that, or one of the many reasons that I've been falling on asleep on the couch more frequently.
Yes. Yes.
It's real easy to do when you're exhausted coming home from work. And then after dinner and everything, and everybody's settled in, then it's like snooze town, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
I woke,
oh, yeah.
I had fallen asleep. My husband woke me up, and my throat was sore. And I was like, oh, God, I must have been really snoring.
Aww.
Yeah, it happens, you know? I mean, I'm not above admitting that, yeah, I probably snore. I talk more, but I do snore. Let me get a sip of water here.
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah. Running out of steam there. So I go to bed, and I wake up the next morning, and my throat is not only still sore, it's swollen, and it's progressively getting worse throughout the day. I'm like, okay, I'll just have some coffee when I get to work. I'll be fine. You know, I didn't have a headache. No other symptoms. It was just my throat really hurt. So, yeah it got worse throughout the day. And then it moved into my head. Yeah, I got home. I kind of rested for a little while. And then it moved into my head. And my nose started getting stuffy. And running simultaneously, and I literally the past 2 days I had to call out of work because I was just drained.
Oh wow!
I would have been no good. Yeah,
no.
And I felt horrible because there was other people who called out last week and this week, and it's just I was a hot mess. There was no way I would have passed out. So, yeah.
Wow. We sound great.
I hope. Yeah. Sound like I got cotton balls in my nose.
Oh my gosh.
But it's better. It has gotten better. You know, got, I don't know, Tylenol daytime and nighttime pills last night. Ash ran down to the store to grab them. I was like, okay, I'll try this. And they do, they help. As long as you take them.
Well, I wish I could take them. I can't take them. So it's like, you know, I'm the one who gets drunk on NyQuil if I have a dose. So I can't work because I will wake up drunk. It happened once.
Yeah.
I had taken NyQuil before I went to bed when I got really sick. And somewhere in the middle of the night, I had forgotten that I had taken a dose because I still felt so bad. So I took another dose, and the next morning, himself woke me, and I was pissed drunk.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness.
I have no alcohol tolerance. I don't drink.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, oh, she's silly. Yeah, it was pretty funny. It was pretty damn funny. I'm fearful that I'm going to wake up even worse than I started out with.
Yeah,
so I don't
blame you.
It's going to be bedtime for Bonzo after this show, I'll tell you.
I don't blame you. Not one bit. I'm going to grab my whoopee and go curl on the couch.
Me too. It's whoopee night, people. It's whoopee night.
There you go.
That's what we're
it's
doing.
It's whoopee night.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I'm sorry. But, yeah, I don't know. It's been a weird couple weeks. It's always a weird couple weeks, though. I feel like I say that more frequently than not. It's just been a weird couple of years.
It's just been weird. It's just been weird. There's really nothing else you can say about it. It's just been fucking weird.
Yeah, it's one of those, okay, this is happening now. All right, okay.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, it looks like our hangout tomorrow is not going to be happening.
Yeah, my father-in-law was asking me, well, I hope you're feeling better, you know, I hope you can make it to pizza tomorrow, and I don't know that I'm going to make it to pizza tomorrow. But the good thing is, pizza can always come back to me, so.
That's true.
I will miss faces, but I will not miss pizza.
Funny.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway. But yeah, so this weather is getting everybody sick. It's crazy. You know, I'm grateful that it doesn't happen too often to me, but it's like when I do get sick, I get sick.
Yeah.
But honestly, if I had gotten the flu shot, it would have been worse for me. I do not react well to it. I would have had the body aches and everything.
Not fun.
No, not fun at all. I can handle a headache. I hate body aches. That's like the worst. That and the chap knows.
Mm-hmm.
Which I do have. I think I'm on the last couple tissues of one box.
You need to get some puffs.
Yeah. See, I don't know. What is it we have? Let me look. Yeah, we do have the puffs. Ultra soft. He doesn't like the ones with, and I don't either. The ones with the lotion in them, because they're too greasy. I mean, Okay. Yeah, they kind of help your nose not come chapped, but not really. I don't know. Have you ever used those?
I've used Puff. That's what I use.
Okay. Yeah, I like Puffs better than Kleenex.
My nose gets raw really fast. So I just, you know, I can't use anything else, because otherwise, then it hurts to blow it, because the nose is all chapped, which is
exactly.
Like, and then that you're dealing with the peeling nose for like a week after the cold stops.
Yeah,
kind of obnoxious.
Or you sneeze a piece loose and it starts to tickle your nose because you don't know it's there.
Oh, that makes me insane. Yeah, so this is an exciting conversation about being sick.
Yes. Aren't you glad you tuned in?
Listen, like, we're waiting for Wendy Rule as much as everybody else. Don't worry, we're not offended.
Yeah.
We are not offended. Not at all. We understand. We get it. We feel the same way. Oh, my God.
I know. It's the...
Mm-hmm.
One.
I know. It's just miserable. We're miserable. We're sorry for being miserable today, but we are miserable.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But you know what? At least we didn't get the snow. And I feel like I'm getting worse the longer I'm talking.
Yeah, we should take turns. Definitely.
All right, it's your turn.
Let one rest their voice while we... I swear... audience must be having so much fun right now.
I know. They're probably like, what the fuck are these two idiots doing? So in case anybody missed it, Roger Stone got arrested today. Hooray!
Yeah. Aww. Steve Bannon's
like
next.
Oh, my God. You know what? I have hated Roger Stone because he's always been a smarmy fuck for, like,
yeah,
the last 40 fucking years. So watching Roger Stone go to jail, I mean, yeah, he bailed out, whatever. But just the idea that he's up on charges and that they arrested him gave me such a little thrill. I know that's schadenfreude. I'm not supposed to be happy about that. The man, oh man, I got a little tickle.
You know
what?
Smarmy assholes deserve schadenfreude when they get their comeuppance. They totally earned it.
I agree.
Yeah. I've got no shame in saying I have zero pity for certain people that get caught in certain situations.
I have no shame in saying I have no shame.
Exactly. There you go. Ta-da!
Ta-da! Da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, I'm serious. I'm telling you, the minute Wendy is in the queue, we're bringing her on. She's got she was able to spare about a half hour for us. And
I love her.
Then we are wrapping up shop because we are ill and she is about to go on the road. So, I mean, her life is... I'm so grateful to her for being able to even stop by for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Because the tour is about to commence. They've got to go to Australia and pick up their cellist who's coming in from England. I mean... It's a big international situation. going to be very cool.
That is awesome.
I know. I wish I could, like, see some of this tour, you know, but.
Right?
That's all right. She'll bring it around at some point, I'm sure. But the new album is great, y'all. It releases on Monday. It's called Persephone. It's a double album. I've listened to it. I love it. It's great. It's really great. It has been a passion project of Wendy's, and to see it come to fruition, I know she is thrilled, and it's really beautiful. It's really, really beautiful. So I think everybody's going to love it. I just know it. People are going to – I mean, I already have my favorite song. Yeah. It's great. And I said to her, you know, it's really like a weaving and a tapestry. And I know that sounds really cheesy and corny, but when you listen to it, you're going to get exactly what I'm talking about, because it's like fabric of mythology and a story, and it all ties together, and it's like layered. It's really, you've got to hear it to understand what I'm talking about. And like I said, I know my description sounds cheesy, but when you listen to it, you'll get it. It'll be like, oh yeah, I understand why she's saying that. Yeah, it's really incredible. I'm so excited for her to finally have it be completed. Oh
yeah.
My God, I sound terrible.
Oh,
I sound
I'm
awful.
Sorry.
Oh my God. Oh, and tomorrow morning I've got to take the car. Yeah, right. And tomorrow morning I've got to take the car to the shop and deal with those fuck nuts.
Oh,
telling
that's
you.
That's right.
Oh, yep.
No.
That's not good. I'm sick. My car is sick. Everybody's fucking sick. What the hell?
Yeah. Let's just shut Charlotte down for a little while. Let everybody kind of heal.
I'm serious. This weather change, I think, is what really got everybody, though. It just seems like it. You know,
yeah, I'm not even sure where mine came from. I think it was from my boss, to be honest with
Ew.
You.
Ew.
Yeah. Well,
Ew.
And he told me, he was like, you know, he used the computer. He came in, this was Monday. He came in Monday. And, you know, he had said he was going to be a little bit late because, you know, he wasn't feeling well. Yeah, absolutely. Understandable, you know. I don't care. We can wait for our checks till tomorrow. Who gives a shit? You know, take care of yourself. But he came in to hand out checks and do a couple things. And he told me, he goes, Lysol down that computer just in case because I touched it. I was like, you got it. Oh, I'm
right?
Sick anyway.
Oh, really? Seriously.
Yeah.
Oops.
Ah, goodness. But I don't know. I'm grateful the child, knock on wood, has not gotten sick again, because he catches colds quicker than, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, some metaphor that I can't think of right now. There you go. Collect some like Pokemon cards. I don't know. Take your pick.
We are
sick. Give me credit for being funny.
I can't. I'm telling you, when you're sick, you're funnier than I am, because I don't feel very fucking funny. I'll tell you what. I'm kind of like, my ass is falling, my face is falling, my tits are falling, everything's falling.
Yeah, and as soon as the show is over, you're going to be falling into bed. Which
telling
is a
you.
Good thing. A good thing.
I know. It's been a long-ass week. I'm not even fucking around.
Yeah. No, I believe you.
Oh,
I don't know.
I just got... I just got a message from Wendy, and it says, just released my, my phone needs a little charging, should be ready in about 5 minutes. Yes, goddess, we will wait. Bless our heart. We are loving our Wendy.
Yeah.
For real. No doubt. She's beautiful inside and out.
Absolutely.
So while we're waiting, my first husband's birthday was this week, and he's writing a book.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So I wished him happy birthday, and I'm like, you know, I'm so glad we're still in touch after all these years, and yada, yada, yada. And he's like, yeah, you're sappy. And I'm like, but on the other hand, you're going to have a book released. You need to book a slot on the show, asshole. He's like, that's my girl. That's my girl. I'm like, jeez.
Oh,
like,
that's hilarious.
Fuck you. Douchebag. You've been tormenting my shit for over 30 years. Fuck you.
There you go.
That's
kind of what got you in trouble, right?
No doubt.
The fucking
no
part.
Doubt. No doubt. You would have thought I would have learned my lesson. I never seem to learn my lesson. Holy shit. Even at this age, I still haven't learned my lesson.
Yeah.
Now I just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, there you go. Who was it? I was talking to somebody at work like last weekend because I was working last Saturday. Thank God I don't have to work tomorrow. I don't think I can make it. But
no, I don't think so.
Yeah. Somebody would have been covered for my ass anyway. But
no doubt.
Oh, what was I going to say? I just completely lost my train of thought.
Did you blank out, girl?
I did. I just had it in my head. Now I can't think of it. Fishbowl brain.
Yes.
Well, and I haven't taken the Mucinex because Mucinex does that to me. It works fantastic. I mean, dries you up like a bone.
Oh,
but you okay? Ugh.
I just sneezed my head off. Hang on.
Oh, that was honey. Bless you.
Thank you.
Hey, Hecate preserve you.
Thank you.
No. No, I feel you. I do. I feel you.
I know.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay, let me see if I can trace my way back to this thought bubble. Once you hit about 40, you cease to give a shit, pretty much. She was talking about, I don't know, it was just like it came up in conversation. And I was like, I turned around and I said, after I hit about 40, I really stopped giving a crap what other people think. Because it started, I was out vaping. That's what it was. I actually got a couple minute break. And she pulled up. So it wasn't as long of a break as I wanted.
Sorry.
Huh?
I said,
okay?
I'm sorry. Yeah,
no,
I'm just
okay.
Dragging my... I'm totally dragging my ass right now.
Is that the remix version?
It hurts when you make me laugh. Stop.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'll stop. I'm sorry.
I'm laughing. I'm not crying.
I know,
oh my God,
I
wasn't this bad 2 hours ago. What the fuck happened?
Your sister. Hurricane Dorian.
Oh, jeez. I don't see how you could have gotten me sick at a distance considering I was working. I mean, okay, so my girl comes in and she's sick. And I'm like, she has no voice. I mean, her voice is gone. Oh. Gone. So I'm like, oh, that hasn't hit me yet because I haven't lost my voice. And my boss turns around and I'm like, don't fucking say it. Don't fucking say it. He's like, well, maybe if I get lucky, you'll lose. Shut the fuck up before I smack you.
You'll be able to outrun me before I stick my shoe up your ass.
No doubt. He can't outrun me. Oh. He can't outrun me. No,
Our guest is in the queue. Would you like to bring her on?
I just hope we don't get her sick through the phone wires. Yes, please bring her on.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
We're sick, but boy, are we happy to talk to you. Oh, yeah. The southern creeping crud has happened, but I have to tell you, I love this album.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's amazing. Okay, I have my favorite song and everything.
Okay. What's your favorite song?
Dark Shadow.
Oh, thank you. I love that song, too. Yeah. It's sort of sad and otherworldly.
It is. Tell people about Persephone. Tell everybody about how it came to pass and how long you've been working on it and everything, because it's beautiful. It's really beautiful.
Wow, thanks. Well, it's the biggest thing I've ever created. It's over 12 years in the making. I've been journeying, studying, visiting all the sacred sites in Greece associated with the myth, learning Greek so I could sing in Greek on the album. It's totally consumed me, especially for the last 4 or 5 years. It's essentially a double album, and it's different than all my other albums in that it's a really a journey directly through this myth. It's like an opera or a concept album or something. It takes you through the myth. And so 24 tracks long, two CDs. It's a double CD, or I also pressed it on vinyl, which is very exciting. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really lavish. It's gorgeous, the vinyl. And I sing in the roles of the three main goddesses in the myth, which is Demeter, who is the mother. She's the grain mother, the all-giving harvest goddess. Her daughter, who starts out being known as Kori, which just means maiden, or in modern Greek, Kori means daughter. And some people pronounce this Kore, but I went with the Greek pronunciation, Kori. And then she becomes Persephone, queen of the underworld. So that's the maiden aspect. And then I sing in the role of Hecate, who is the crone goddess, who so many of us love. And she's the wise one who really understands the full complexity of the workings of nature. And her her parts I chant in Greek and whisper in English. And a massive, all-consuming journey of... obviously I haven't done it alone. I've had an amazing team of people to work with and bring it to light. And after all this time, it's just about to be birthed at appropriately Northern Hemisphere Imbolc and Southern Hemisphere Lammas. So super excited.
It's so cool. Amazing. It's a tour de force. I have to say, Wendy, I've listened to your music for years. This is unlike anything else. It really is. It's so beautiful. It's such, and you know, it's such a weaving of things. And I was trying to explain it earlier, and I said, I know this description might sound cheesy, but I promise you, when you listen to it, you will understand what I'm talking about. It is it's like this tapestry with layers and all these different colors, and it's just, it's incredible.
Wow, thank you so much. That's lovely. Someone else wrote to me this week and said, another person I'm doing an interview with wrote to me and said that it was like a weaving, and I guess it is, and it's, you know, it's taken, it's such a complex story. It's so multifaceted. It's an incredible myth. And I want people to know this myth, you know, so that's why I made sure it includes not only the lyric booklet, but at the beginning of each song, I state whose role I'm singing in. Is it Emma's voice or Persephone, or is this the chorus? Or and I do a very brief explanation as well as an outline of the story on the artwork. I kind of just do a little plot point of like, this is, you know, where Persephone finds herself in the underworld or something, or this is where Persephone eats the seeds. Or, and because I want people to know this myth, because it's incredible, and it's, you know, it's part of our legacy as humans, regardless of our background. This is what our ancestors gave us, you know, to learn and grow and learn about the wisdom of the underworld. It's an extraordinary story. So I had to give it my all. It's my homage to these beloved gods, you know.
Yeah. You can hear the journey that you take in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's unlike anything I've ever heard before, and I really love it. I can't wait to listen to it again, because it's so magical. You can feel like every bit of magic in it. It is so intense.
Wow.
Sorry.
Thank you.
I'm having a, I'm being a fangirl right now.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I really do. It's, you know, it's, you're going to, as you said, I've put my everything into this over the last many, many years. And, you know, especially since, like, I was working on this before my last album came out, before Blacksnake came out, even before the one before that. And
mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
I planted the seeds for Persephone. And then as it was kind of developing, I did these other works. I released Guided by Venus. I released Blacksnake. But I knew after Blacksnake that Persephone had to be my next album. And so that's, you know, pretty much as soon as I'd finished writing Blacksnake, I just began diving into this and studying and, yeah, going to all the sacred sites and the museums and reading up and learning and learning and learning and doing a lot of ritual, a lot of ritual on location in these sacred, you know, temples, but also, you know, in my own out in nature and my home and everything, just connecting in deeper and deeper and deeper with these amazing goddesses and their story.
I can't even imagine how you would follow this double album up, because, I mean, wow. It blew me away.
Well, I can't even begin to think. I'll freak myself out if I begin thinking about that.
Okay.
Oh,
sorry. All right, let me change the subject. So
I think I'll follow it up with something very, very simple, because this is just such, not only on an artistic level, but on a production level, in a big cast of musicians, five singers in the chorus from all over the world. We were recording in Santa Fe in New Mexico, in Melbourne, Australia. One woman was recording her vocals in Athens. You know, it's like this global thing, but just being the producer of it and making sure everything ran smoothly and coordinating the whole thing, which I'm still, you know, I leave on Monday for Australia to launch this. And, you know, we've got Callie flying in from Athens. We've got Rachel flying in from London to play cello. You know, it's epic. And so I think the follow-up to this will be probably me with a guitar and a microphone singing some very simple and very beautiful songs and recording it in my basement.
There you go.
That sounds good. But that makes, I mean, you can't, I mean, they can't all be an opus. I mean, you know, it's like the Beatles had a lot of great songs, but there was one Sgt. Pepper. That's the album. You know what I mean? So, I mean, this is
exactly. And
beautiful.
And I have to kind of come to terms with that. I think this is most likely the most amazing thing that I'll create, other than my son, of course.
Of course.
And I just kind of have to sit with that and go, that's fine. You know, it's I feel happy that I'm able at the age of 52 to be presenting something that I think is my best work so far. And it belies all that stuff of ageism, that where there's a cutoff point or anything like that, that we can just keep creating and keep being potent witches and artists and humans and forever, you know. And so for me, this feels like a new lease of life, a new dedication and appreciation for my life as an artist and my life as a witch. You know, it's I poured everything into it. I even, you know, I kind of had to shift lots of stuff in my life in order to make this happen. Like, it was so challenging on many levels, musically, emotionally, spiritually, very, very challenging, that like I knew it would be taxing on my body. And so I gave up drinking. You know, I started a much healthier lifestyle in order to be able to honor this journey fully. And of course, so that has its own rewards aside from that, but I really needed to give my 100,000,000% to this one.
It is a very emotional album. You can feel, I mean, there's a lot of beauty, but there's a lot of raw in this album.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and it hits you on a gut level when you're listening to it, and you feel it. Oh my goodness. It's got all of these beautiful highs and lows, and I mean, it envelops the person who's listening to it. And I say that in all sincerity. You know, it's quite a journey for the listener. I can't even imagine what it was like to go through to put this, to have it come to its fruition. I mean, it's, you can just feel it. Anybody who listens to it is going to understand what I'm talking about, and I promise you that's true. You go through every bit of it with you. It feels like you're going through it with you, and it's amazing. It's really, I think this is the kind of thing that musicians dream of being able to do, and very few actually get to do it. So I think it's amazing. I think you're fabulous.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah.
Are you starting a tour? Are you going to be touring this?
Yep, I am. I've got a really exciting year of touring ahead. Let me quickly check my phone battery and see if I'm running out. Hang on.
Okay.
No, I'm good. Okay. I start on Monday. We fly to Australia, and we've got the big album launch in Melbourne, where we basically recreate the entire album live. You can imagine what that would entail. I have three of the five singers there. And we're also playing a gig at the National Gallery of Australia, which is the main gallery of Australia, and they're hosting a Pre-Raphaelite exhibition this summer, which is those wonderful British artists from the end of the 1800s. And the Pre-Raphaelites were very interested in mythology. A lot of us know their pictures, like those Waterhouse pictures of Circe with the, you know, gorgeous images that a lot of us as witches are familiar with. So they're putting on an event, and I'm presenting, myself and my band are presenting a lot of the Persephone stuff there. And then we've got shows in Brisbane and stuff. And then back in the States, we come back and then we go over and we perform, my husband Tim and I perform the Persephone material at the Spring Mysteries Festival over in Washington State. And the Spring Mysteries Festival, I know it's going to be so good. They've been doing this dedicated honouring of the Eleusinian mysteries, the ritual associated with the myth of Persephone's descent. For something like 30 years, they've been doing this extremely dedicated, well-researched, very applied festival specifically for Persephone. So, of course, and Demeter. And I contacted them and said, I've got this album. And they're like, yay. So we're going there and we'll do some. That's over the weekend that many people call Easter. So that's over that weekend in April. I think it's the 20th or so. And then we'll do some gigs in Portland, Oregon. I've got the Pagan Odyssey in Connecticut for Beltane, the weekend after Beltane, first weekend of May, followed by some local gigs with Kaliana in Connecticut and Massachusetts. Then we've got Southern Minnesota Pagan Pride Day at the beginning of August. And then we head over to back to the East Coast to New Hampshire for Christopher Penzack's wonderful Temple Fest, where the honoured guests this wee being me and my husband Tim.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which is going to be... Oh, I'm so excited about that. And then from there, I'm kind of leaping off to Europe again, and I'll do another tour of Greece. I just can't get enough. And I'm actually going to treat myself to a two-week language course while I'm there on a remote island called Ikaria. I know. And do some gigs in Greece and the UK and the Netherlands. So, and then it's another trip to Australia. And before you know it, it'll be December, and I'll be back here to celebrate the winter and chill out.
Wow!
Oh my goodness!
You're gonna relax? Mm-hmm. You're kidding?
Yeah,
I don't believe it.
I keep saying that.
I know. It keeps not happening.
Oh. Hey, you know what? I think my phone's complaining. Let me plug it in and see if you can still hear me if I'm on speaker and it's plugged in. It's one of those iPhones that has only the one headphone jack thing. Hold on one second.
Yep. Sure.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you can? Oh, good. Okay, that's good. I've got it on speaker, so we'll see. Good. Okay. Yay.
And if you need to go, that's no problem either. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's all good. It's all good. I'm enjoying chatting with you.
Yay! Awesome.
So, again, you keep saying you're going to take a break. I've been hearing you say this for at least 3 years now, and I stopped believing you, Wendy. I don't believe you anymore.
Well, you know, what I've learned, you know, I used to do the kind of crap, you know, work, 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 create, and crash and burn. And, you know, I'm really trying to make changes in my life so that doesn't happen, at least not quite so regularly. So things like being really healthy, like, you know, I'm vegan, and like I say, I don't drink or anything like that, and I hike most days. And it's actually feels more potent. My life feels really potent. And so rather than, you know, I just don't feel so stressed as I used to. I can take on a bit more. And so when I say I'm going to take a break, sometimes that just needs to be for 2 hours to go up the mountain and go for a hike. And extended break, well, who knows? I mean, I did take some, you know, I go and do exciting things like going to Greece. And although I'm studying and all that kind of thing, it's very life-affirming. It's very enriching. And it's like, you know, it's Julia Cameron says in The Artist's Way of filling your cup. Well, that's what I'm doing when I do things like that. So I come back energized. And but yeah, I even this year, I you know, when I was rattling off that schedule, and it sounds crazy, there's still June and July that I haven't booked anything for yet, and maybe I'll just be summering into Santa Fe or doing local shows or. Who knows, you know, so it's not horrendous. I want it to be fun as well. That's what we want with life, isn't it? To be passionate and fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
but
it seems
like you've been at your most, you know, intensively creative in the past 4 or 5 years. And a lot of people by that time have, you know, they're kind of on the downside of it, and they're not creating the way you are. It's really interesting that, you know, I find it fascinating that you're even more intensely creative now, I feel, than ever before. I mean, this album is like a tour de force.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, it's, I you know, I hope that that continues. I hope that as the years roll by, that I just keep being more engaged with life and more creative and more joyous. And, you know, that's my aim. So, yeah, I mean.
But you definitely have more to say. I think you have more to say even now. You know, a lot of people, they stop, they kind of give up on their voices. You know, they get into their 50s, and it's like, you know, but you have such a richness of experience to talk about now that you probably did not have when you were, you know, in your 30s, for example. You know, you're such an inspiration, I feel. You know, it's like, hey, listen, you can be increasingly glorious throughout your life. It doesn't have to stop.
Well, I agree, and I think that is a lovely thing about being, you know, about witchcraft, about paganism. We have this beautiful model of the goddess, where the crone is just as gorgeous and beautiful and amazing as the maiden. That there's no judgment.
Yeah.
That ageism isn't part of our belief system. So that's a lot easier for a lot of women. Like, I have friends who were freaking out about going through menopause and things like that. For me, it's like, well, isn't this interesting? Isn't this an interesting thing that, am I blessed? I've also had friends who passed away and didn't get a chance to be as old as I am. So, you know, that's, what a blessing. And so I want to, yeah, I know. It's, and so I kind of, I feel like, wow, every moment that I get to continue to be here as an earthling, what a blessing. And I want to embrace that as you know, to drink it in as fully as I possibly can. I feel increasingly inspired, and also I've kind of, I guess as, you know, as one gets older, that you learn what works for you and what doesn't. And one thing,
yeah,
that, you know, that some of the changes that I made in my life were self-protective. And one of those was that I knew I couldn't keep creating if I didn't have very regular, that
mm-hmm, yeah,
I would expect that much of myself to keep writing and keep creating and keep giving a lot of myself away, you know, like all my full moon magic concerts and things like that, that there needed to be a way for me to really replenish quickly. And also because I love nature so much, you know, and so moving to Santa Fe, not, you know, it's a very small city, Santa Fe. It's like I can drive 10 minutes and be up in wilderness, and which I do, you know, most days. And
yeah,
so making that choice after years and years and years of living in the inner city when I lived in Melbourne, which was great too, but it was draining. You know, I recognize more and more and more, well, if I'm to stay doing what I wish to do, I need to nurture myself more, and part of that nurturing is more ritual, more time in nature, yeah, keeping my heart sweeter, you know, all that kind,
yeah,
of stuff. So, yeah, like in my 30s, I'd just kind of keep pushing through and that big work ethic and forget to replenish myself and then be shocked that I'd fall in age, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm 50.
Yeah.
I'm 57. Yeah. I'm still trying to figure this shit out.
You're doing all right. You got this great show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sis and I are very proud of, you know, what we've been able to do and, you know, help promote folks and, you know, share the love, because I don't think there's enough love sharing in the pagan community, you know.
Definitely.
Well, the more that we can do, the better. And especially, you know, it's programs like yours that are helping us as pagan musicians be able to stay afloat, because, you know, it's not always the mainstream media doesn't necessarily want to embrace what we're doing. And so it's super important that there are programs that can share what we do. So thank you. I really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you, and we're grateful that you come on and spend time with us when you can.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
So you're gonna have, you're in the process of getting healthy. Is that right?
Yeah. We're both quite ill right now. We both got some kind of cold thing that's going around down here.
Yeah.
Where are you guys based
again?
Where are you guys based? Where?
Oh.
Where are you now?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Yeah, wow. And is it cold? Is it very cold over there?
It's
what time
it's
is
cold,
it?
Then it's hot, and then it's cold, and then it's hot. That's how we got into the state.
It was in the 60s the other day. It was in the 40s today. It'll be in the 50s tomorrow. It'll be 55 on Monday, and then it takes another nosedive. You never know what the weather is going to be, and it was never like this. We used to actually have seasons down here, all four of them. Now we only seem to have two, and winter is short and fall is short, and the temperatures are quite extreme, and it annoys me that people still deny climate change. I find it very frustrating, very upsetting.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? I mean, it's colder here in Santa Fe than it is for you guys. Like, we've had a couple of days where it's got into the 40s recently, but it's mainly been sitting around, high 30s, I guess, during the day, something like that. And then overnight, it's often really cold, so it's cold. But there's a massive heat wave going on in Australia. So we leave from here, and at the moment, I mean, Melbourne was 44 Celsius, 121 the other day.
Whoa!
Gosh. I know. I just got a text message through from Rachel, our friend, who's already there, and she said that it's going to get cooler by the time we get there. But cooler will mean something more like 90. But it's still going to be a really freaking big jump. It's crazy, huh?
Wow.
That's insane. How can people deny climate change? I don't understand. It is so obviously real, and people just keep denying it. I don't understand.
It's crazy, isn't it? I know. And it's that, you know, you can just imagine all the people who, even the ones who were deniers and are now going, whoops. You know, it's
Maybe there's something to this.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you prepare for such a jump, Wendy, when you're, I mean, it's very cold where you are right now, and you're, I mean, it's like walking from being in a deep freeze into an oven. How are you going to, how's your body going to tolerate this?
Well, let's just be good witches here and say very well. It's going to tolerate it very well.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. Excellent point.
I guess. I started a course of, you know, vitamin C already, just to make sure that, and so, yeah, basically, I always travel with vitamins, because it is a little hard on the road to make sure that you're getting your regular meals, especially as a vegan, you know, all that kind of stuff. So
exactly.
I'm really making sure I take my vitamins. Eating a lot of greens, which I always do anyway. I love greens. I made a great kale soup for lunch today. And like I say, I'm just going to – oh, and of course there's the aeroplane thing. So I'll have all my lavender oil and hand sanitizer to get me through that. Because it's crazy, crazy flying. We fly Santa Fe to Denver to San Francisco to Vancouver to Melbourne. So it's kind of really crazy situation.
goodness.
Yeah.
But you know what? You're a seasoned traveler and professional, so I'm sure you've seen it all, done it all before, and I know you know the routine and you've got it down. And you've prepped. Yeah, exactly. You've prepped wisely, obviously. So, I'm just a nervous mother hen. So I apologize for
Thank
that.
Thank you. I think that's really sweet of you. And you know, it's I guess, and you know, Australia doesn't use air conditioning to the same extent that the States does, which is great on an environmental level.
Right.
But, you know, like when I was living in Melbourne, I all that time I never had air conditioning, and we'd always go through heat waves. But they'd be short and then they'd disappear. But mostly you just have to kind of deal with it, I guess. It's I guess we'll just take it as it comes. I mean, the scary thing that comes with a heat wave like this in Australia is the bushfires and, you know, the wildfires.
Yeah.
And so the last terrible heat wave like this was actually 10 years ago. And it was the first time that Tim, my husband, came out to Australia. He came right into the middle. His first visit to Australia was in the middle of a heat wave. And it was hot and windy. And it was horrendous. It just felt like, imagine just getting a hairdryer and holding it 6 inches from your face and putting it on full. Yeah. It was hot and windy, just like that. It just felt like that. You know, it was, and I thought, wow, if he can handle that, he can handle being married to me. So, you know.
There he goes. That's awesome.
That was a good sign. It was a good sign he didn't run away then, you know, because he could have hightailed it out of there. But
you're
I am
like, he's a keeper.
He's a keeper, you bet he is. He's been a really big part of this album too. Not only did he created all the weird, beautiful underworld soundscapes that are there under the, like, the songs Underworld and Underworld Queen. He also wrote the song Hades. And he
Hades,
the one who was the engineer while I was laying down all my tracks here in Santa Fe, and then we took those tracks back to Melbourne and kept reworking them between two studios. So, yeah, Tim was a really big part of this story.
That is
so
cool.
We appreciate Tim as well, because his contribution is appreciated and beautiful. I had no idea what his involvement was until you just told me, but it really, so he gets to share in the joy. That's wonderful.
He really does. And you can imagine, too, the emotional support that I've needed through this. You know, there have been times when I've definitely fallen in a heap, you know, from just, you know, being in it. And it's an album about the underworld. Of course, I'm going to find myself down there at least a bit. And, you know, so funny with all as well. So, but now that I've been there, you know, my idea is I'd like a little break from the underworld for a little while.
Yay.
I can just share this with the world with joy and ease. And I'm excited. Yes, and so just so folks know, it will be available. The album will be available to purchase February 2nd from my website. It'll link you through to CD Baby, where you can buy the CD or download the album. And pretty sure, most likely, it will be available on all the streaming services by then. If not, it will just be like a week later. Sometimes they take a bit of time to catch up, you know, your Spotify's
right.
and Pandora's and songs and whatnot. But, so wendyrule.com, February 2nd, they can buy it. But they can head there beforehand, and there's a whole section of info about it. And also there's a link there at the bottom of the front page, and also a tab there in the menu that takes you through to my Patreon page, where I'm doing the Full Moon Magic concerts every month. So
it's exclusive.
It's
exclusive. You have to be a Patreon member.
You do. It's last year I gave them all away for free, which was good fun and also not sustainable.
Right.
So this time I'm asking people to contribute if they wish, if they're in a position to. It's a minimum of $2 a month, and then you get access to the Full Moon Magic concerts every month. And it's like an hour-long concert based around the theme of the astrological signs. So I'm hoping that people will see that keeping pagan music alive and supporting an independent artist is worth $2 a month. And, you know, you can always cancel.
Absolutely.
You know what? It's not worth it.
Oh.
People have been very, very generous so far. So that's my year ahead, too, is focusing on that. I'm also doing Dark Moon, a Dark Moon journey. That's more exclusive, kind of higher end, because, you know, it's another whole lot of work for me, lots of hours involved in that, of a Dark Moon journey, if people are interested. But it's all there. It's on my website. Go to Patreon.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/Wendy Rule, or just find a link through my Wendy Rule website.
Fantastic.
And we'll definitely post that on the page, too.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Oh, no problem. We appreciate you.
Oh, that's really nice. I probably should be heading off shortly because I had an interview, an hour-long interview, just directly before this with a gothic podcast in Australia. Really lovely, lovely woman I was chatting to then. So I'm tired of the sound of my voice now.
All right. So, Wendy, thank you so much. Congratulations on Persephone. It is amazing. It will be available for release. Did you say February 2nd?
It's about a week away. Yep.
Yep, a week from tomorrow, which is fantastic. So everybody join her Patreon page. It is absolutely worth it for those monthly full moon concerts. And I'm sure there's exclusive content. Forgive me for being so sick tonight. Oof.
I hope you're better. Sending you healing energy.
Thank you. We're going to be sending you protective energies on your journey. You have a lot of travel to go through, and you will be in our thoughts. And we're going to send out some candle magic, keeping you safe and keeping you healthy.
Ooh,
Wendy Rule, you're amazing.
Thank you. We love you.
We love you. And we will rebook you shortly.
Yay. Well, thank you. Thanks again. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Have a safe trip.
Safe trip.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. All right, kiddo. Wrap it up.
All right.
I need the bed.
We love you guys.
I need the bed. Yeah.
Yes. We need the bed. We need the whoobies. What an amazing show. Even, you know, it was a short show, but it was amazing. And I honestly haven't had a chance to listen to the album yet, but I'm going to get it on vinyl because we have a record player.
There you go.
So I want the vinyl.
All right. Say good night, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie. Love you guys.
Good night.
Bye.